Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's up, Eagle Nation? It's AJ Brown. I'm so glad to be here, man. Guys, when I hang my cleats up, it's going to be in that uniform right there, man. I'm so blessed, man. I'm so thankful. Ready for the upcoming season, man. Go Birds.
AJ Brown, the beginning of him talking. He's going to speak at 1:15 today. We'll carry it, of course, off the new contract he signed on the first night of the draft.
He got paid.
Highest paid receiver in the NFL.
You know what? For now.
That was, well, yeah, for now, obviously. You know, that's the way it always works. Justin Jefferson probably passed him, but he made a lot. And, Hugh, what'd you think of that? He said when he hangs his cleats up, he wants to hang it up in Eagle
Green.
Oh,
no, that's exciting, man.
That's cool.
And that puts to rest all of the rumors, the pre-draft rumors. And hopefully, I don't know, I didn't check his ex page, but did he change his picture back from Tom Brady?
I haven't looked. I would,
because, you know, if he did, that's telling.
Do you think that was part of the negotiation
for
the contract?
I mean, that would be telling. That would be telling. If he did change it back, because then you're looking at it like, dude, you were trolling us. You were trolling us a little bit.
215-592-9494. So AJ's going to speak at 1:15 today. We'll have that live for you on the air. Listen to this. We'll get back to all your Sixers calls and, of course, your guesses for Hugh's Clues today on the Sixers and Faith tonight. Do you have any hope left in the Sixers coming back in the series down 3-1? But Howie Roseman, this of all the quotes that come out of the draft stuff and the post-draft stuff, this is my favorite one. Howie talking about their mentality and where they are at this stage with this draft.
You know, we had kind of a philosophy. We wanted to have a mentality off season. We wanted to bring in people here who had a chip on our shoulder because we felt like we had a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, not in a bad way, just in a way like, you know, we felt like, you know, we wanted to do whatever we could to put ourselves in the best possible situation for this year because we had a bad taste in our mouth for last year, and we wanted to bring in as many people, and I say we because it starts with us. That had that kind of same feeling, and it started in free agency, bringing in the free agents that we brought in, and we were looking for people in the draft who had that. So
I'm glad he said that because we all had that taste in our mouth, didn't we, at the end of the season? It stunk. It was terrible. I'm glad that they, because, you know, when the season ended, they're going to kind of talk big picture, and they're not going to talk about how bad they were. They're going to more spin it forward. But I'm glad that Howie had that chip on his shoulder, tried to have that kind of off season. And it's interesting to look now, Hugh, at the odds to win the NFC East. First, look at the odds. I got FanDuel up in front of me here. Mm-hmm. Odds to win the NFC East in 2024. And, Hugh, we know last year the Cowboys won it. They took over at the end. They won the division. I thought by the end they were a better team than the Eagles. The Eagles, they stunk at the end. Right now, post-draft, post-free agency, the odds say it's dead even, Hugh. The Cowboys at plus 120, Eagles at plus 120 right now to win the NFC East. Should the Eagles be the favorite?
I think so. I think the only thing that's holding us back and keeping us from being a favorite is that there's a huge question mark about our quarterback, because a lot of people felt like he took a step back last year. Mm-hmm. He didn't play well towards the end. So they're looking at that, and that's probably what's not putting us over the top. I like this young defense, Joe. And I know I told you yesterday that I feel like there's going to at least be 7, maybe 8 new starters. Defensively?
Could be. If they get all these young
like
kids
that,
on
you
the
know,
field.
Yeah, if they get the young kids on the field, man. And I feel like the biggest thing that's going to help our defense mature is the fact that our offense is going to be so prolific. I really do feel that way. Everything that we talked about that, you know, you felt like, I know we talked earlier, you was talking about, I don't think that they're in a Super Bowl window. I think that what Howie did in this draft, he put this team in contention, and he also drafted for the future. And he also got draft picks for the future when you talk about some of the trades that he's done.
Three
so
for
I think
next year.
I think the Eagles are in good space, man. And what he did, he kicked the can down the road with the receivers so that they'll be here at least 3 to 4 more years.
What I'm wondering is, why aren't they the favorite? Are we missing something?
Because of the quarterback.
All right, well, maybe that's it. Because like when I checked this after the draft, I expected the Eagles to be the favorite. They've had the better offseason. Dallas has lost players, haven't added anything. They really didn't have a big draft. The running back they wanted, they telegraphed, and the Panthers took up and traded ahead of them. They brought back Zeke Elliott. Like, am I missing something? Are we missing something here? Because my instinct was, well, the Eagles probably overtook the Cowboys as the favorite in the NFC. That was my first instinct. But the odds are they're even. Maybe it is the quarterback thing. Maybe it is just Jalen Hurts. I mean, Dak played better than him last year.
Yeah, he did. He did. But I look at it like this. I feel like there was growth in Jalen Hurts last year, especially early in the season where he was throwing deep balls down the field and him and A.J. Brown were setting NFL historic records. Somewhere along the line with this offense, it got stagnant. It did not evolve. And I think that's where – it has to get better. It has to get better, and I think it will. I think with Coach Moore here, Coach Goober, that they're going to be in a position where this offense is going to evolve. You're probably going to see a lot more motion, and it's going to be on Jalen. I think that the underlying thing with Jalen is this. A lot of people feel like the reason why this offense didn't do a whole lot of motion and all this other good stuff is because they feel like Jalen couldn't do that. So Jalen has to go out and prove that he can.
Well, they need it because they were too predictable on offense.
Yeah, that's the biggest. Like, Joe, that's the thing that nobody's talking about. It's been that undertone or that undercurrent of conversation being had. How willing is Jalen to evolve and be comfortable? Or is he comfortable with that stuff?
So,
and we don't know.
To your point on the quarterback, as I just look, I'm very quickly scrolling through this. You can make a good case that the best – or most consistent quarterback in each division is their team's favored to win the division right now. Josh Allen's favorite to win the East. C.J. Stroud's favorite to win the South. Lamar Jackson, who has just been on the field more than Burrow, even though I'd rather have Burrow if I had to win a game, they're favored. Mahomes, clearly the favorite. It's even in the NFC East. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, the favorite in the South. Goff, the favorite in the North. And Purdy, probably the best with the best offense in the NFC West. They're favored. It probably does come back to Jalen Hurts. I'll say this about the Cowboys thing, because I know people are looking like, oh, Eagles are definitely the favorite. They should be. Well, they're not. I mean, the odds say it's even. The Cowboys, Kyle, are way more predictable than the Eagles. That's the one thing that you look at the last 3 years. The Cowboys have won 12, 12, 12. The Eagles have won 9, 14, 11. They're a little bit less predictable. Like, you could paint a case to me the Eagles win 13 games this year. Like, they're really good. It all clicks. I could also see defense struggles. Jalen's kind of what he was last year, and they win 10.
I think the word to describe it is, or the phrase to describe it is, the Cowboys have a higher floor than the Eagles do, which, like, I get, but I don't know how you can't jump on that plus 120 right now. Like,
it's
you're that idiot down in Dallas talking about it. He's telegraphing his entire draft board, says he's all in, and then forgot that they didn't have money.
And then signs Zeke. Like,
yeah, I mean, what are they doing down there? And they have all the makings of a team that could be a complete dumpster fire. Like, they franchise tag.
It feels like it's trending in that
direction. They franchise tag Parsons, and you know how that goes sometimes. They still have to pay Dak Prescott. Yeah, I don't know how he's feeling about that. And CeeDee Lamb, I don't think he showed up to any Dallas, you know, camp activities yet. So I think Dallas has the makings of a team that can totally fall apart this year. I don't know how you can't jump on that plus 120.
215-592-9494. We'll throw this in the mix as well. Should the Eagles be the favorite in the NFCs? They're not right now. It's even with the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys plus 120, Eagles 120. And, of course, we have a lot of Sixers to discuss. Do you still have hope for tonight? Hugh does. Hugh still believes.
I believe, man.
Hugh believes. It's harder for the rest of us. There it is.
Yes, with all of my heart. That they're going to pull this out tonight.
Now let me ask
you. We're coming back to Philly, and it's going to be different this time.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, that might be true.
Let me ask you a question about your belief, okay? So are you going to hold your belief all game, or if they're down 10 in the second, and they're like they're looking lethargic. You still gonna believe?
It's probably gonna waver a little bit.
Okay,
it's probably gonna waver. I'll probably have to take a couple gummies to make me calm down a little bit. But
and the lavender.
Yeah, and the lavender. Kyle can't stand the lavender. But I'm gonna ride it all the way to the end. I'm gonna ride it all the way until the rotund individual sings.
And hopefully she doesn't sing or he doesn't sing tonight. Let's go to Justin, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. OG. Is that what I'm seeing here? This is double OG. Double OG and only. What's up, double OG?
Absolutely. How y'all doing today?
So what does OG mean? Are you the original OG that calls WIP?
No. I'm a new guy. I'm about to be a regular.
So you're a new OG.
Maybe not, depending on if y'all like what I say.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. You, the floor is yours, OG.
Absolutely. Now, Hugh.
Yes.
Big fella. You my dog, man. But
you know it usually goes downhill after they say that.
Yeah, you absolutely know it's going directly down when somebody says that. Brother, how can you be so unfair to Joel Embiid? I'm just curious.
How am I being unfair? First.
Okay, you saying that he's making excuses, right?
You don't feel like that's an excuse?
So playing a basketball game with half a face is excuse me.
Can I just tell you how I view things as a former professional athlete that has had injuries and has played through injuries? Can I tell you what my mentality is? And then you can critique me. I always felt that number one, I played a game that I loved to play since I was growing up. And I also felt that whenever I walked out there on the field, regardless to how my body felt or what ailment I was dealing with, that when I decided to put that helmet on and walk out on that field, I lost all those excuses.
Because, well, is you Douglas okay? Yeah, I guess.
No, because the people that are watching me play, the people that have paid money to watch me play, they're not trying to hear about me and my significant other, you know, having issues at the crib, and she's not doing this, that, or the third, or we're not getting along, or nobody's trying to hear about my shoulder hurting all week long. There was a time where, before I left Philadelphia, that I didn't practice. I got hurt like the fifth game of the season. And from that point on, I didn't practice at all during the week. And I went out there and played every Sunday. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. I didn't have an excuse. The fact that I didn't practice, I made sure I did everything that I needed to do to be prepared to play. So that's why I feel the way that I do. It's not like I'm being hard on Joel Embiid. That's just my mentality.
I understand. So was this his report out of his mouth, or was this a report from somebody else?
He said he made an excuse about rebounding. That's what he said. Joe played a cut this morning. I don't know if you heard it or not, where he went through he gave a masterclass on why it's hard to rebound at times. And, again, as a guy that has played the game at the highest level, when I heard that, the first thing that came to mind to me is, as a layman, as a guy, Joel Embiid has forgotten more basketball than I know, and I give him that. But as a guy that has played professional sports, listening to that, I was listening to how fans probably hear that. And most fans, you're talking over their head when you're talking about stuff like that, especially when I'm watching the game, and there was a sequence in that game, and I think you remember where – the Knicks got like 6 or 7 rebounds back-to-back. It was on their side of the court, and everybody kind of stood around. They got second-chance shots, third-chance shots, and all the other stuff. As a layman.
You mean the guy with the one knee and the half of face?
No, but what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say, Justin, is this. As a layman, when I see that, and I see the effort that they're giving, and I understand Joel Embiid's dealing with a lot, and the effort that he's not, as a fan, I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to see that. I don't feel like that's an excuse. I feel like if you're out there, then you have to play hard. That's all I'm saying.
So, Justin, let me ask you, what are we supposed to say about Joel Embiid when he doesn't play well in the fourth quarter? Like nothing because he's trying to play through stuff?
Absolutely. Same thing y'all did for Trey Turner. You gave him a standing ovation.
Well, hold on.
When he was out there hitting 0 for 67.
Well, Justin, if I had a magic wand, I could undo this contract.
I tried to get him out of here.
I would
year,
do it. Okay? So not me. I don't make excuses for any athlete. If they don't play well, I say it. So – but I don't understand, like, but every postseason he's hurt. So, like, we can't judge his career then?
No, not every postseason he was hurt. We're not going to do that. The one that he lost to Kawhi Leonard, that was about a lucky shot. We not going to do that. And then you give up Jimmy Butler, but you keep Tobias Harris.
All right, so I just want to go on your timeline. So you said I can judge him in what happened against Kawhi that year?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't. I mean, he lost.
He shot 33% in Game 7.
Just don't judge him.
He did. He also was playing a former Defensive Player of the Year. It's not an excuse. That's his matchup.
Kind of sound like one. A little bit, real talk.
But Justin, you're never going to win a championship unless you got to play other great players. It's the NBA. The only way to win it is you got to defeat all the other great players every year.
Absolutely. But he also elevated people. Ben Simmons is done now. When he was here, he was an all-star. He built him up. James Harden. He was an all-star.
Well, no. He didn't build up James Harden. James Harden was an MVP before he got here.
He didn't exactly build him up, but what I'm saying is his level of play didn't really drop off, and he elevated in some games, too. And he elevated his game in a certain way. Now he's shooting mid-range shots. James Harden never used to shoot mid-range shots. Now he's shooting them.
Justin, that's how come the Sixers don't win more games in the playoffs with Joel Embiid?
Now, Nick Nurse, now we're going to go by chronological order, okay? Now, he has some horrible coaches, too. That comes into play. Now, Nick Nurse, I like him. He need to give KJ Martin some more minutes, but I like him.
I do, too. And I like your phone call. I like this OG. OG, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, OG, but I think
he may have filled out Joel Embiid excuse bingo,
no,
too.
No, I'm just saying, dog, I don't understand. Like, I'm assuming, OG, that you're younger. I don't think that people really realize what excuses are. Like,
so people use reasons and they don't realize they're just making excuses.
Like, because when OG made the example of playing against Kawhi Leonard and being the defensive player of the year, you know what immediately I thought about? That's just like me saying, we didn't win the NFC Championship against the St. Louis Rams because Orlando Pace was a Hall of Famer. Like you see what I'm saying?
It's the same thing.
It's like, that's what I hear. And I understand that people look at that differently, but I'm never going to see it like that. And I'm sorry. If you feel that excuse is valid for the reason why we're where we are, then I don't know what to say to you. I mean, I don't know. I don't. Like, and I'm not trying to, like, not talking about OG in particular, but I don't understand what your standard is.
See, what my disconnect is we speak out of two sides of our mouth. We say he's the best player, and then we make excuses to why his team's not winning.
Well, he didn't have this, or he had bad coaching. Do you know the Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl with a coach who, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't coached another football team since he coached?
Billick, yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, he never got a job again.
I mean, think about that. Think about the – it was funny. I was watching watching some Instagram video, and Warren Sapp was talking about the year that they won the Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. And I think at the time, who was it? Cam Newton was talking about how Brad Johnson was a game manager. And Sapp got mad. He was like, don't talk about my quarterback like that. They won a Super Bowl with a journeyman quarterback. Like, so when you say stuff like that and how hard – listen, I understand more so than anybody else how hard it is to make it to a championship game. But I feel like at some point when you have a common denominator, and I believe in Joel Embiid, but when you have that common denominator in him and you keep having the same old outcome, then you kind of lose excuses at some point. Remember Kobe Bryant? What was the knock on Kobe? Oh, he couldn't win without Shaq. Remember that? Remember when that used to be a thing?
They had about two or three tough years. Shaq left, and then before they got Pau Gasol.
Remember that used to be a thing?
It was a thing. It was.
That was a thing, and Kobe used to hear that all the time.
Then he won two. Two more.
Come on, man. So I guess that's the era that I grew up in. You know what I mean? Because I remember listening to people talk about Kobe and talk about where he can't win without Shaq. And to my recollection, I probably have to ask Ike this. I don't ever remember Kobe making excuses about why he didn't win.
Well, he was wired different.
Definitely wired different. So that's what I'm getting at. So when I hear this, and like I said, what you're saying is valid, but at the end of the day, it's still an excuse.
Yeah, and it comes back to hope and faith tonight. And look, Joel Embiid is a great player. I don't think anyone with a brain would ever say he's not a tremendous basketball player. He's super skilled. He won an MVP. He's going to the Hall of Fame one day. part of the reason I struggle to have the faith tonight is he hasn't played great in the fourth quarter. It feels like he's out of gas. And you could say, Joe, you're making an excuse, but that's what my eyes are telling me. He's out of gas. Now, is it because the surgery? I don't know. I mean, he looks like he's got nothing left in the fourth quarter. And to come back and win the series, he needs to play well in the fourth quarter. You could tell me all the Tobias Harris and Buddy Hield and, you know, the bench player that hasn't gotten the series stuff you want. If they're going to win tonight and win in game six and win game seven, he's got to be really good in the fourth quarter. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's Will.
Going on, man? Hey, man, listen. I'm speaking facts, not feelings, right? Now, I want y'all to really listen to what I'm saying and understand, visualize what I'm saying. For the last 10 years, you had one of the greatest centers, probably top five in the league, right? Why are they never built around this guy? Why they only got one up-and-coming star around him? Why is it that, like, everybody that's in the championship right now got at least two to three superstars playing on their team? You know what I'm saying? And this coach right here, I believe this is the setup. See, you got to be careful what you ask for. Because when we get rid of Embiid, which this stupid knucklehead of an owner may do, then what? Then we're going to really be the next 20 years trying to get a championship. Because what I really think he's trying to do is he's going to shop Embiid and wind up getting LeBron and bringing his son in. And then, see, he all for the money. That's what this is all going to be about in a minute. So when we do get rid of Embiid, I don't want everybody, we should have kept him, we should have kept him. And then when he go to L.A., if they trade him there and win a championship, then you will see. But one last thing. Mm-hmm. The key to beating these guys tonight is, it's simple. Double team the ball and let all the other players win the game.
Well, so, Will, they did that a lot in game one and two. They smothered Brunson, and Hart beat them in one and two. Now, I think as the series goes on, Hart has shot it worse, right? He's not going to keep shooting the way he was.
Right.
I think your plan, I would rather let Hart shoot and get the ball out of Brunson's hands because Brunson feels like he's heating up right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Will, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What's your guess?
Oh, man, hold on real quick. One question. Is he a one-man show, or do we share it with somebody?
No, it wasn't a one-man show.
How about
my man Red Fox?
Red Fox.
Yeah, you went way back with
did.
That one.
Will, that's not it, but I like
that's
the guess.
That's a good
there.
Guess, though.
Well, we got another clue coming up in a few minutes. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, how are we doing today, buddy?
We're in such a conundrum here with people talking about trading Joel or not trading Joel. I don't, honestly don't want them to trade him, but the main reason is because if they do, does anybody trust them to get, the right players in here for trading him?
No.
Like, I don't want to start all over again. Just please find somebody that can play with him other than Maxi.
Well, I think we all agree whether or not we want to divvy up blame. They need a better third player than Tobias Harris. I mean, anyone that's obvious.
I have zero faith.
Well, one of our callers really did. You didn't say about trading Joel. We're not talking about that today. People are just expressing themselves, Hugh.
Y'all talk crazy. Well, what I'm getting at is it's not that I don't have faith in Joel. I just don't have faith in the organization that put us in this position where we have to have Joel and Maxi play great games because the other guys are basically stiff. They're just nothing. So maybe Joel rests a little bit more in the first half, and so he's a little bit more fresher in the second half. I don't know, but I don't have any faith. Like I said the other day, I'm ambivalent. Like
Jeff, I look at it
I
like
hate
this.
That feeling. It's the worst,
especially before a big game. Like you want to have faith, you want to have hope, but it's hard. Yeah. I mean, the Sixers make it hard. Jeff, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues.
I'm gonna say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Well, that's a good guess.
And it's Jerry's birthday today, by the way, 70 years old. Jeff, we appreciate it. That is not it. We'll get another clue coming up here for Hughes Clues. And we got Howard Eskin on the other side, along with your phone calls. And Howard apparently has a special announcement. He told us yesterday he has a special announcement he wants to share on the air with us today. That's coming up next. Your phone calls. Do you have any faith in the Sixers tonight? Faith in Joel and get in on the Eagles. Should they be the favorites in the NFCs? Right now, FanDuel has it even. +120 Cowboys-Eagles to win the division. We'll discuss it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this is the absolute worst time of the year to be dealing with joint pain. You can't do the outdoor stuff that you love to do, like hiking, jogging, biking. playing on the beach, etc. If you're tired of achy joints, call QC Kinetics before you agree to surgery or steroids and harmful medications. That's what tens of thousands of real-life patients around the country did, like Abby. Abby, who was in a constant back pain situation with nonstop rounds of painkillers, steroids, ice packs, and gravity chairs, exhausted every means of getting relief. QC Kinetics used Abby's own natural biologics to treat that aggravating pain, and today Abby says she feels like a person who has never had back pain. Never had back pain, people. Or let's talk about Julie. Julie's doctor told her the only way she could get relief was a knee replacement. She went to QC Kinetics for a second opinion. Fast forward, no surgery. But Julie isn't limping around anymore, and she's riding her bike, going for hikes, feeling great, tells everybody she meets about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is at the top of the game with National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Shinecup, a pioneer in this field with 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, you know the gist of it. I'd love to be talking about your story next, where you were able to get lasting relief with no downtime. So don't wait to call QC Kinetics right now. The consultations are free. Call them at 215-999-3000. That's 215-999-3000. One more time, 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
That's right, we're riding with the king, as we do on Tuesdays here on the Midday Show. Howard Eskin joining us now. What a whole bunch to talk about. An elimination game tonight up in New York. The Sixers try to avoid it, being eliminated by the Knicks. And, of course, an NFL draft where the Eagles are getting some pretty high grades for people that give those out. Woo-hoo! Howard, how are we doing today?
Howard.
I'm just absolutely sensational. A king about to become a doctor on Friday.
How about that, so, Howard? Are you excited? Are you ready is the question.
You know what? I'm just tweaking my speech, the commencement speech at Goldie Beacom College, and I will be so honored to be King PhD.
King Dope is what some people have been
saying.
You
can't tell him a damn thing. You can't tell him nothing now, but you're really not going to be able to tell him a thing after this.
I'm going to be a doctor. Just have a little more respect.
Can you write scripts?
Yes.
No, he's not that kind of doctor. Let's not get anyone in trouble
any
here.
Kind of script. I mean, anybody can do that. I don't know if you can go to the drugstore.
I'm trying to get some real scripts.
Howard, let me ask you about your speech. Have you written it out? Or are you going to do it more like, you know, you open your
cuff
show? How are you? Is it more planned out?
When you do copy points, then you kind of sometimes waver away from. So it is written. What there are points in the speech where I will kind of explain some of the things that I say. So it'll be kind of mostly written, but it's the way I want to write it, and with it, the help of a speechwriter, and adding things that to explain some of the things that I talk about. So there'll be some ad libbing in the speech as well.
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, we don't have many doctors running around at WIP. So
yeah, it'll be live streamed. I'll post it. So if people want to watch the graduation and watch my speech, they can watch it on the live stream.
Well, I'm excited for this, Howard. It's a cool thing that you have. Yeah, it is. So we know you had an announcement today. Was that the announcement, or do you have another one?
No. Okay. I have. And this will shatter some people.
Okay. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
The WIP Insider Competition.
Yes.
I am recusing myself from the competition.
Why?
I'm out. I'm out because it's just not fair. I'm so far ahead of everybody else that I want to give other people a chance. And, you know, when you give people credit for an insider, when they say something, well, I want this player, doesn't mean that you have any information they're going to get that player. You know, when you start using that as pointers, then obviously those people are begging to be in the competition. And, you know, I don't want people to beg. It's just not manly, or it's not womanly. It's just not right. So, I'm recusing myself. I'm out. It's not been close for years. I mean, this Eagles thing between Kellen Moore and the story, the Saquon Barkley, the A.J. Brown, and that's just a few. In my career in this market, I've been ahead of the game. So I just want to give other people a chance. And then you get points taken away when you criticize people on WIP to correct things. It's like Captain Clickbait is just, I just lost points again. Captain Clickbait. And now I can't criticize my son, which you've done, because you've guys lost points, because now you're criticizing that nonsense that he said about Joel Embiid.
I think he was just trying to fill out Joel Embiid excuse bingo, and he got it. We got bingo a couple times.
He's at the top. So now that I've addressed that, if I can go on, because I'm cranked up today. I'm just so excited about Friday, but so many things that I want to say.
All right, so Howard's officially out.
Floor is yours.
Yeah, out of the insider thing. I mean, I think you're going out at a good time, Howard, right after the A.J. Brown hit last week.
That was a mic drop.
Yeah, that was a mic drop. So I think you picked a good time to leave. All right, Howard, we'll get this. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
So here's, just let me address mm-hmm. Joel Embiid.
Go ahead.
In this whining about Knicks fans being there. Well, first of all, you saw my post. I know you guys read it yesterday. The Sixers put out most of those tickets. But do we hear other football teams whine and complain when the Eagles fans take over their stadium? Not a peep out of them. Nope, not a peep. So there's been too much conversation and focus on the Knicks fans being in Philadelphia. And it's the organization that's the fault because they just want to make more money. So that question to Embiid, as you said yesterday, was the best question. That question about the Knicks fans was a layup. And as we saw, he doesn't make layups now either. So here's the question that would have been the best question to Joel Embiid. And those people just are afraid to ask. Joel, where have you been in the fourth quarter? Isn't that a good question?
Well, he's been on the court, but not. He's been invisible.
No, right. He's invisible with his numbers, just invisible. I mean, almost no points, almost no rebounds. He's not coachable. Here's another thing I want to add about Joel. He doesn't listen to the head coach, and I've said this now for at least a couple of years. He goes in, now I found out, he goes in and out of games when he wants to. It's not the coach's decision. It's Joel Embiid's decision. And that's not a good thing. He's not part of a lot of the huddles that they have on the sidelines during timeouts. He sits at the end of the bench. Hey, listen, I know how talented he is, but as I've said for years, he's not a winner. He's just all about himself, and he's not coachable. Maxie's the guy that's coachable, and he's a winner. Now, but you know, nobody can do it by themselves. So, all right.
So your faith for tonight is not doesn't sound high, Howard.
Now, you know what? If the Knicks come out and get an early lead, Joel will complain about something else. The migraine came back, the knee, you know, all these other things. You know, I need something to eat. I'm hungry. You know, whatever he's going to do and whine and complain. It's just there's always built-in excuses. If the Knicks come out and take an early lead, it's over. it's over. And the Sixers cannot let them do that. Obviously, it's really, really difficult to win three straight games when the other team plays harder. That's what it is. They play. I'm tired of hearing, well, Joel doesn't have enough help around him. Well, I don't care. I mean, you're the guy. You're the guy that's got to take over a game. And if you're this great player, if you're the MVP, which he was not last year, although he won the vote, you know, you don't care about yourself. You care about your team. And your team, hey, listen, we know that Daryl Morey has not built a team. And he's a fraud. He's such a fraud.
Well, the Buddy Hield trade is going to go down as an all-timer. He said he puts the fear of God in people. He can't get off the bench now.
I loved it when you played that yesterday.
It's unbelievable. He said it out loud.
I know, the best trade day, the trade deadline trade, and he puts the fear of God into the other teams. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They're not a championship team, although they're conned into believing that they're a championship team, and the fans want it so bad, they believe all this nonsense, and that's what's bad. They're just. And they have to blow it up. And I've said this for a couple of years. It's too late to trade Embiid because you're not going to get anything close to what you could have gotten for him before the season started. And people are going to want. And I don't know who's going to take him making $50 million a year.
Well, if you're not going to blow it up, you could try one more avenue, Howard. LeBron James is going to be a free agent.
Oh,
that's the one. That's the
him
one.
Him and his son will be in the draft, woo! Too.
Wait a minute. Did you see what the Lakers are willing to offer him?
3-164, something like that.
Yeah, right. You could pay him 3 years. He's all about his own numbers.
Now, here's the plan. We draft Bronny, and then that gets him here. You got to draft Bronny.
He's a stiff.
That's fine. Just send him to Delaware.
Stiff.
Send him to Delaware. Can't, that's fine.
He can't play on his. He can't start on his college team.
Don't worry about that. I'm trying to get LeBron here. They need LeBron.
LeBron's, you know, talk about a guy that does whatever he wants to do. And you know, how many years is he going to be? He doesn't play defense anymore. He just wants his points because he wants to build up his numbers.
I get it. He's not what he was 10 years ago, obviously. But we could take Tobias Harris out and put LeBron James in. I mean, that's an upgrade, Howard. This is an
upgrade.
You're
pathetic. Well, you're pathetic. You're sick.
I am grasping at straws to save this Sixers.
Yes.
All right, Howard, let's talk about a team that actually could compete for a championship.
Yes,
the Eagles, everyone seems to be in love with this draft. Howard, what'd you make of what they did here? Obviously, the two D-backs in the first round, the second round, they got two kids here that could be starters for a long time in Mitchell and Dejean.
You know what? Howie Roseman kind of gets a feel, and he does a really good job at he really does a good job of it, getting a feel for what's going on. Now, they did try to make some trades in the first round, and they did want an offensive lineman. They tried to work out a deal with Denver, and obviously Sean Payton wanted Bo Nix, so it was really hard to make a deal. And they were looking to try to get Fuaga, the offensive lineman. What's he out of Oregon, I think? But whatever the case. But once they start falling through, and they tried again at like 16 to kind of do something, and there was another offensive lineman taken. But what Howie Roseman does is at that point, he knew he had a great chance to get a player that he never thought was going to be there. Quinyon Mitchell, he never thought was going to be there. And so now he had a feel after like 16, 17, this guy's got, you got a chance to have him there. And then getting the first two picks, and the Eagles are risk takers. There's no reward without risk. They took Landon Dickerson last year after he had an injury his senior year, and other teams shied away from him. He was clearly a first-round pick. But they got him in the second round because their doctors checked him. The doctors obviously felt very comfortable. The same thing with Cooper DeJean. The doctors, I'm sure, checked him, and they feel comfortable, and that's why he slipped to the second round. They got two terrific players, and they got some more special teams guys, which means some guys aren't going to make this team next year with the rules changing, and DeJean is a special teams guy, and they did a terrific job. They got a running back later when they didn't need to get a running back earlier in the draft. They didn't need to get wide receivers earlier in the draft. You know, we got to see if these players can really play, but they did a great, not just by, you know, people here in Philadelphia, people around the league said Howie Roseman did a terrific, terrific job. It comes down to the quarterback, but he's got to play better, and he knows it. And they're working with him to do those kind of things. So he's just got to make better decisions. And he did it 1 year. There's no reason he can't do it mm-hmm. again. But if he plays at the level that he played a couple of years ago, because the NFC is, I think, weak. Green Bay, I think, is the best team. I think Green Bay is the best team. But yeah, because Detroit, I think Detroit's going to all of a sudden now, we're a good team.
Well, yeah, there's expectations on them now, for sure. Yeah, it's different for them. Yeah, but there's an opportunity. I think Detroit, Green Bay, San Francisco, and then the Eagles. I mean, I think those are the four. And we'll see what Dallas does. But Dallas has had a disaster of an offseason.
Dallas, Jerry Jones. We're the 24th best team. That's why we picked 24. That's what he said.
Yeah, he might not be long for being the leader of that team. You know, Howard, I'm kind of curious because we talked – before the draft, and we know the Eagles had the 9 picks and they took 9 players. How many of these guys do you actually think will have a legit shot to make the team?
I would say at least 6.
Yeah, I was curious because I was thinking 7.
Okay, and it could be 7. See, here's it. And then the practice squad. There's guys on the practice. They were on the practice squad last year. They might as well looking for another job. And then the other guys on the practice squad. I wouldn't be surprised if 8 of the 9 are in some way a part of the Eagles next year, and that could be the practice squad too. And then you got to figure out if another team wants to sign them off the practice squad. And then the other thing, I think the Eagles have some, like, 3 roster spots left for the 90 for camp. But there's going to be players, they're not done, as Howie Roseman said, they're not done, that they pick up. So it's going to be interesting. This team is right back. It's amazing. They're right back in position to really compete, not this bogus competition, really compete to get to the Super Bowl. And I don't think San Francisco's going back because we know the history of teams.
Probably not. They're strong, yeah. But I agree. Howard, let's end with this because we're kind of looking at the roster and saying, man, it's good what they did because they needed corners, but they have a lot of bodies here. Howard, yesterday we speculated and wondered if Slay and Bradbury would both be here in September. Let's play it out. Let's say Mitchell looks good and DeJean looks good and they think they can play early. Do you think both Bradbury and Slay are on this team week one?
Well, to answer that question, when you say both, I don't think both. I think one. I think Slay's going to be here. Howie's pumped him up as a pro bowler. What was he, the 6th alternate?
Well, everyone's a pro bowler.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, a flag football pro bowler. It's just, but I think Slay will be here. And Bradbury's such a good guy, but it looks like he just has no gas left in the tank. I can't see how he would be here with the people that they have picked up. Now, he might be with another team somewhere, but I can't see that both. To answer your question, I don't think both will be here. I think one will be here, and I think Slay will be here. Because who is it? Is it Mitchell and Slay are now best buds?
Well, he modeled his game. That's like his favorite player, Darius Slay. Okay. So
that's good. So yeah. They tweet to each other.
Well, that's good. Teammates, corners. All right, Howard, we appreciate it. Enjoy a big game 5 tonight, and good luck on Friday, Howard.
And good luck to all the other people to compete for the WIP Insider. As I'm,
it was big of you.
You sound so sincere.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Dope. We'll talk soon. There he goes, Dr. Dope. He's taking himself out of the competition. So Howard no longer in the running for Insider of the Year.
He said it ain't even fair.
Now here's the question: will the afternoon show accept?
That's the thing. I texted Jack and told him that Howard's recusing himself, and his response was just, doesn't sound like they're It does feel like it's up to them, not Howard, right? Like, Howard's not the one making the list. Like,
right.
If they wanted to, they could put him on the list whenever they want.
Yeah, it's almost like, could you imagine if the best quarterback in college football or the best player in a sport said, I don't want to be part of the MVP voting, but I would still say that's the best player.
It's like, well, I'm going to vote for you. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, Howard can remove himself from the competition. My guess is they're not going to listen.
And he can always, like, give the prize to whoever comes in the second place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they should listen.
You say the best person has to win no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, for the integrity of the ranking.
And that's everything we do here is about integrity.
That's exactly
and
right.
Fairness.
Yep.
and being just as accurate as possible with everything we do. Totally. 215-592-9494. All right, we need integrity with our prize giveaway today, Hugh. So we have a pair of tickets online to see comedian Brian Regan October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., May 3rd, Ticketmaster.com. But we have a pair right now. So why don't we tell everyone the first clue and then give them a second one?
The first clue, I was about to give them a second clue. The first clue is this actor had a popular show in the 90s.
Okay, that's clue number one.
Clue number one.
So give me a second one.
This one's probably going to get it for everybody. I'm trying to make these things easy, man, because I want people to be winners around these parts. Got his start as a stand-up comedian.
Okay, and then the additional, like, half a clue is that Kyle just did not believe this guy was on a popular show.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not a popular show. It's not. It's
very, very popular.
It can't be. If I never heard of it. It can't possibly be that, like, as popular as you guys say.
There's a lot of things you may not have heard about that were good. I mean, like...
No, good is different than popular. Like, I'm talking about, in terms of the scale of popularity, if your average 28-year-old hasn't heard of it, it can't be that popular.
But you were born after, around the time this show was kind of moving away.
I was born, like, 20 years after MASH. I've heard of MASH.
But that's like saying MASH is the all-timer. And more
I've heard of, like, what is it? There's like 100 black and white TV shows. I heard of The Twilight Zone. Like, these are all old TV shows that I've heard of.
I got you.
But they were popular.
Yeah, MASH had the most viewers ever for a finale.
Well, that's a popular TV show.
Well, sure it was. But yeah, the scale of TV is different. We only had like four channels. We had to watch what was on.
Look, I've heard of the Jeffersons. I've heard of all of these shows.
All right, yeah, don't listen to Kyle. Let's go to Xavier in Tampa. What's up, Xavier?
What's up, man? How y'all doing? What's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Can I answer the question first, the Hughes clue?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
Is it Steve Harvey Show?
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's not
the Steve Harvey Show. Okay. All right, what are you thinking about the Eagles and Jalen?
Okay, so, yeah. Hugh, I just had to ask you real quick. Are you saying that you don't believe in, or are you saying, like, the people that's putting up these bets are saying that they don't believe
no,
in
I'm saying I said that there's an underlying or undertow of conversation being had that people don't believe in Jalen.
So before you go on, Xavier, I think Hugh's correct on this in that because, you know, we watched this whole offseason, right? The Eagles have added all these players. The Cowboys have added almost nothing. And yet the Eagles are not the favorites. Like, I'm trying to figure out why. Like, are we missing something here? And I think Hugh's point's a fair one. Dak played better than Jalen, so the odds got to reflect that Dak's higher than him right now.
Yeah. I just feel like they do that every year, though, for Dak and them. I mean, that's just what they do, just to make sure that they, you know, how that – what's it called? The benefit of the doubt, anyway, in a sense. Like, whether they went 4-12 last year or they went 12-4, they're still going to get the benefit of the doubt. I just feel like, as far as Jalen, I don't know. I just feel like this offseason, I've heard a lot of talk, primarily from this show, of just Jalen and AJ Brown, of just kind of like, I feel like it's been like some kind of like, not I don't want to call it hate, but it's just been some doubtness between them two. And I don't know. I just feel like Hugh, I know you keep going on about AJ with the IG stuff last week and everything like that. But I mean, if you paid attention, like, he's worked out with Jacoby Brissett in the offseason, like the last 3 years or something like that. So it's not like something new that just happened. It's just that somebody, a random person, seen it and tried to make it into some news. And
let me stop you right there. Help me, because it sounds like you're a little bit younger than me. So tell me, explain to me, how is it random when there's conversation being had about him potentially getting traded to New England and then him putting a picture up of Tom Brady? You don't see any correlation with that? Or you don't see how that could be perceived as a tale?
And I think, like you said, I am a little younger. Yeah, you're right. I am a little younger, so I understand the social media era of it. So I get the trolling, I guess. I think you said that earlier. He might have been trolling.
Because I'm just trying to understand the rules.
Like, people took it a little too far. You know what I'm saying?
But Xavier, again, I'm trying to understand the rules of the young Thundercats nowadays. How is that not perceived as a tale when, you know, you all of a sudden, at the timing of what's going on, you decide to change your profile picture, and I'm supposed to think that's not a big deal? And social media is a big deal nowadays.
Well, with these players, it feels like it usually means something. Xavier, good phone call, and we appreciate it. I mean, as far as he said that he's felt an undercurrent of doubt about AJ and Jalen on this show.
No, that's true. It's the truth.
Well, there was an undercurrent of doubt about the future of AJ here for a lot of reasons. One, they just re-signed him, so that's over now. I don't think we've ever doubted AJ the player, though. AJ is a tremendous wide receiver. I mean, anyone with eyes would say that. I think it's fair to have doubt about where Jalen is in his progression as a quarterback right now. He regressed last year. I don't think anyone is giving up on Jalen. Jalen's still a good quarterback. We did our rankings, February, whenever it was when the season ended. I think I had him 12 right now and Hugh had him 10, something like that. I think he needs to bounce back and be a no-doubt top 10 guy this year. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks Jalen's bad or they can't win with Jalen. But 2 years ago, he was a top three quarterback in pro football. Last year, he wasn't that. If they're going to win this division and be better than Dallas, he's got to be better than he was last year. I think that's fair. 215-592-9494. We'll hit all your phone calls coming up. Your guesses for Hugh's Clues. Do you think the Eagles should be the favorites in the NFCs? They're not right now. It's even. Them and Dallas, even. Plus 120 each. But mainly, the big topic on our minds tonight's game, your faith level and Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Do you still have hope? Do you still have hope? They're down 3-1. This is not over. If they can win tonight, they get it back here for a game six. Do you still have hope? I wish I did. Hugh's carrying the hope, the torch for this show. 215-592-9494 for mid.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.